Good morning, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and welcome to our Friday edition, our chance to venture off topic from the weekly teaching. And today I want to share a favorite verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And there's no better story to illustrate this concept than the episode of the young woman caught in adultery found in John's Gospel, chapter 8. And most of you know the story. Jesus shocks those who were unqualified to pass judgment upon this young woman when he said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to cast a stone at her." And if you examine the text closely, bracketed on each side of this Jesus saying is the information that Jesus stoops down and with his finger he writes on the ground. And not only did he do it once, but he did it twice. And I've always wondered why. Why did John include this? And what's up with this strange behavior of Jesus writing with his finger on the ground? And what's it have to do with the story? Dragged into the temple precinct like a rag doll is the young woman found guilty of a crime whose price, according to the Old Testament law, was capital punishment. And of course, we know that ultimately it's a setup. The scribes and the Pharisees are looking for a way to trap Jesus to be able to shut him down. So they officially level this charge, adultery, in the very act we caught her, and then they wait. But Jesus stoops on the temple precinct and with his finger wrote twice after hearing the religious elite citing the law. And interestingly, Scripture is silent about what Jesus wrote with his finger. But in the Old Testament, God gave Moses the tablets of the Ten Commandments, tablets of stone written by the finger of God, not once, but twice. And since God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger twice, was Jesus presenting himself to be on the same level as God who wrote the law? Was he taunting the Pharisees in a sense by saying, "You presume to teach me about the law of Moses when I'm equal to the one who wrote the law with his finger to begin with"? You know, I really don't know, but what I do know for sure is that the spoken word of Jesus combined with the written words of Jesus was so powerful that the woman's accusers left one by one, beginning with the older ones, who knew from experience they were no threat to Jesus, and the young woman would live thanks to the finger and the word of Jesus. Truth be told, none of us could have cast the first stone at this woman. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And our confidence today is not our ability to keep God's laws perfectly, but in the only one, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is the fulfillment of the law itself. You know, in Christ, we are all on equal ground. And if a brother or a sister gets tangled up in a sin, our place isn't to judge them, but to restore them by pointing them to the forgiveness and the gift of no condemnation that is found in Jesus. In this story, Jesus was the only one qualified to stone the woman, and he didn't. His heart is unveiled in his grace and forgiveness. I like to say it this way when describing what happened as the Pharisees waited to stone the woman. The Pharisees would have stoned the young woman if they could, but they could not. And Jesus could have stoned the young woman if he would, but he would not. And that's our Jesus. So as usual, let's close today's DriveCast with a moment of prayer. Consider praying something like this. Dear Lord Jesus, one of the many things that I have to thank you for today is the fact that your word says, "There is therefore now, present tense, no condemnation for me because I am in you." And Jesus, like the young woman in John 8, I deserve punishment for my sin, yet you took the punishment for me. So out of gratitude for no condemnation, like the woman in the story, I will do my best to go and sin no more. Amen. So this concludes today's DriveCast. Be sure to worship with us in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And remember today, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God bless.